It takes 5 minutes to grab a cup of coffee. While you wait, join us for some updates from India, Ukraine, and Indonesia. We'll even give you some tips on how you can be a part of the solution, and all without losing your place in line. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Imagine your life without a caring parent. Now imagine it in India, poor, hungry, and spiritually dry. Orphan Outreach is doing their part in assisting some of India's 25 million orphans. Our sister station, 91.3 WCSG, was in Manali, where listeners traveled with OO to the House of Grace Orphanage to love on kids last week.
We are urgently needing sponsors for the kids here because we recently lost some support that they did have through a local church that had to cut their budget back. So we're really hoping to sponsor the kids.
That's OO's Amy Norton. The orphanage isn't a Buddhist stronghold, but these kids are following Christ.
Their faith amazes us. And that is in large part due to the woman who started this orphanage. We call her Auntie. She was persecuted as a Christian. In fact, her legs were even broken. She fled where the Buddhists were actually persecuting her for being a Christian, for trying to take in these children.
It costs just $36 a month, and you can meet your child through a link at missionnews.org. You remember those three Christians we told you about last week that were kidnapped by ISIS in Libya? Morningstar News is filling in some of the details. One of the men is a 21-year-old Egyptian Christian engaged to be married. He only left the safety of his village to care for his fiancée and his elderly parents. You and believers around the world can stand together in prayer for these guys. Just sign up for Open Doors One With Them campaign at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. As the Russia-Ukraine war is creating uncertainty in the region, youth are even more uncertain. Over the past 11 years, Choose Life has been a youth-initiated program to share Christ. How? They go to the streets, parks, and other places in both nations, sharing Jesus with words, testimony, and activities. This project provides an opportunity to learn and dig deeper into the study of God's Word, but helps them share Christ more effectively with those searching. Forgotten Missionaries International just met with 36 church leaders in Indonesia. They brought training and tools to help these men build a solid foundation for their outreach. FMI's Bruce Allen says it's guys like Mukuda that are the reason behind what they do. Mukuda was introduced to the gospel by a friend. Now, that friend brought him to a pastor. And through that pastor's encouragement, he became a Christian. And everybody knew it but his Muslim parents.
At the same time he was writing a letter to his parents, his parents were writing a letter to him. And his parents were informing Mukuda that they had just put their faith in Jesus Christ, along with six other families from their village.
Because someone had been in his home village in Sumatra and planted seeds. Mukuda helped cultivate them and planted a church. Then he planted more.
In recent months, he's moved back to Java, and he's one of our newest church planters. Just in the last few months, starting a new church in Java.
Tomorrow, we'll look into challenges facing pastors like Mukuda in Indonesia. And it's easy to see how church planting makes a difference in places like Indonesia, but what about in the world's largest democracy? For a pair of lepers in rural India, it was life-saving in more ways than one. Far Corners Missions' Gary Bishop says when a woman with leprosy had a medical emergency, her husband ran around frantically seeking help.
Because they were lepers and were ostracized by the village, no one would help him. Basically, they just turned away and ignored him.
If a Far Corners church planter hadn't been there with the compassion of Christ, the woman likely would have died.
The man is so overjoyed that he went around the whole village telling them, no one would help me except this village pastor, and so we're here to tell you that you should listen to him.
Stories like this only happen with your help. We'll show you how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for the world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up, it's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.